Hi, ladies and gents. It's Tamara here, relationship and self-love therapist, author and founder of the Getting Naked School, where we strip back the layers of conditioning, stopping you from enjoying more love, more happiness, and much, much more pleasure in your life. So welcome to week one of Remarkable Relationships, where I will be teaching you the naked basics on love, life, relationships, and absolutely everything in between. Now, before I start, I really just want to congratulate you all on actually taking the step to create change in your life, because doing something different, it can be challenging. So really, literally, give yourself a pat on the back right now. Please actually do that. Because the next 3 months, you know, while they are going to be fun and they're going to be very insightful, they will require you to leap out of your comfort zone. Just know, however, that when we're out of our comfort zone, we're giving ourselves permission to grow and invite new and exciting experiences into our life. Now, some of you may be asking, why is this course called Remarkable Relationships when I'm working on finance or health, for example? Well, we're all familiar with relationships with other people, but there is also the relationship we have with ourselves. And that relationship, it dictates our physical health and our emotions. If you have a healthy relationship with your body, like feeding it nutritious foods and positive thoughts, you'll have a lot of energy and vitality and ultimately really good health. This will then filter out into other areas of your life and will affect your career, even your finances. So your career and your finances, they're simply an extension of the relationship that you have with yourself. If you're feeling vibrant and confident, this is going to extend into your working life. That's why it's vital to get the relationship with you down pat. And that's what this course is about. Developing your relationship with you is the strategy for reaching the goal that we'll set together later on tonight. So before we get started on tonight's topic, naked clarity, I just want to take you through a visualization just to help you relax from your day, help you unwind, so you're ready to absorb all of the information and insights on offer tonight. So very simply right now, I just invite you to get comfy where you are. That's it. Simply relax. And just allow your body to sink into the chair or floor or bed that you're sitting on. That's it. And on your next breath in, simply notice how your eyes get heavy. That's right, your eyes getting heavier and heavier. With you simply allowing them to close now. And with your eyes closed now, start to focus on your breath. Slowly inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling. And exhaling. And just allow your breath to settle into its own steady rhythm. And as you continue to focus on your breath, simply notice how each intake of air is falling into sync with the hot air balloon before you. That's right. You're standing in a field. And before you is a vibrant hot air balloon that's being pumped full of hot air, getting bigger and bigger with each inhalation you take. And just imagine that hot air balloon now, and it's in your favorite color. It's bright, it's vibrant, it's glowing, and it's drawing you in. And as you watch it grow in size, you feel yourself and your opportunities expand before you. This balloon is about to take you on a ride above any doubts or insecurities you might have about your life or your future, any fears you have about your abilities to create what you see in your mind's eye. So as the last intake of air is pumped into that vibrant balloon, you step forward. You climb into the basket feeling totally safe and secure, knowing that you're about to embark on an exciting journey. That's right. Today is the start of a new adventure. It's like one of those choose your own adventure books where you get to decide what the ending will be and what path you take to get there. As the hot air balloon lifts off the ground, with you feeling totally safe and secure, you realize that this flight is completely in your hands. That's right, you're in control of where you take this balloon. It's up to you how high you go and which direction you decide to take. This is your ride. As the hot air fires into that balloon, you start drifting upwards and you look down, observing the people below as they get smaller and smaller, the higher you fly. And as this happens, this intense feeling of renewed energy fills you up. Just as the air is filling the balloon, you are being brought to life by this surge of vitality and ambition. The higher you get, the more you realize what you are capable of. And as you look down on the people and places below, you suddenly have a new insight, a new perspective on life. From this high up place, you have this undeniable knowing that whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve. No longer are you being held back by other people's restraints and limitations. Now you have the freedom to explore yourself and how you would like your life to look and feel. The balloon, now floating higher, takes you above the clouds of doubt, the clouds that in the past would have blocked your view of what was possible. These clouds are around you now, and suddenly you realize they are nothing to be scared of. They have no effect on you. They have no substance. They have simply been air. So with all of your doubts and fears behind you now, you drift through the clouds easily and effortlessly into the blue sky. And notice how warm and calm and inviting this place is. Feel the freedom of being in this place of safe security, knowing that everything from this point forward will be different. You've left behind the troubles and hurts from the past. They are staying where they belong, in the past. Now all you focus on is the present and what you need to do right now in order to create the future you'd like, a future of abundance, joy, and happiness, a future where anything is possible, a future full of love and fulfillment in all areas of your life. And as you contemplate the opportunities and possibilities from way up here, when you take a bird's eye view of the world, you realize that it's time to fly. No more holding back. No more questioning who you are. Now is the time to soar, to reach heights you have never experienced, heights until now you only thought possible in the movies. Now you embrace all that you are and you promise yourself that from this day forward you will be true to yourself. You will nurture who you are, always giving to yourself as you would a small child, filling yourself up with nourishing foods, thoughts and acts of kindness. From now on, you treat your body like a temple and your heart like a Bible of wisdom. You are one amazing creature, and it's now time to be that person, to embrace every part of you, to live your dreams and know that all your efforts and investments in yourself will pay off, will give you a sense of satisfaction and clarity on who you are and what your purpose is. So full of hope and ambition, so caught up in this amazing potential to fly, you fail to realize that the balloon had actually landed without you realizing it. That's right, you're back on the ground, safely landed, secure. And that feeling of love for yourself, that excitement for your future, it stayed with you. You step onto the earth, your enthusiasm and love for life grounding you. It's locked inside your subconscious so that any time you feel those clouds of doubt rise above you, you simply ground yourself, closing your eyes, imagining the earth radiating energy up from the ground and into you. That's right. In times of doubt, you will simply ground yourself by closing your eyes and imagining the energy of the earth coming up through your feet and filling you with this fullness, this love, this excitement you now have for your future. So do this now. Ground yourself in this feeling. Take a moment right now to feel the energy of the earth rise up into your entire body, filling you with love and ambition and purpose. And when you feel completely grounded, simply wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for 3 seconds, 3, 2, 1. And as you exhale, simply open your eyes, ready and willing to take the next step towards your amazingly happy and fulfilling future. Okay, so let's start today's topic, which is naked clarity. So what do I mean by naked clarity? Quite simply, we spell out in detail exactly what it is that you've enrolled in this course to achieve. What's the outcome that you're looking for? And how will you know when you've achieved that? We all have things that we've achieved in our life, and there are other things that we haven't quite got yet, things we're still striving for. It may be a reliable car, a dream job, a romantic partner, a better sense of who we are as individuals so we feel complete and whole. For many of you, I know self-confidence and getting a handle on your emotions is something you'd like to work on. Whatever it is, you can't work out why that's not what you're experiencing in your life. And this thing may be causing you much frustration or grief. No matter how hard you try, you keep getting the same result. And it's not the result that you're after. It's like you're repeating the same pattern over and over and over again, unable to break this cycle of negative outcomes, unable to get off the merry-go-round of unfortunate circumstances. And the longer you stay on that merry-go-round, the rougher the ride generally gets. Now, this has happened to me plenty of times, and that's what actually set me on this path of finding an answer or a formula that I could work with in order to break that pattern and finally achieve the results that I desired. And I wanted this formula to be one that could be applied by anyone in any area of their life. So essentially, that's what I'll be sharing with you over the next 3 months. I'll be giving you not only the formula, but the skills needed to action that formula and help you become self-sufficient in achieving whatever it is that you'd like. I'm about giving you the skills to change your life so you're not reliant on me or anyone else in the future. It's much more empowering to be able to create your own change than be dependent on others to do it for you. Just think of a blank canvas. That's what you have before you. And I'm giving you the paints and the paintbrushes needed to create a masterpiece. And that masterpiece is your life. Contrary to popular belief, you can create your life look however you would like it to look. The colours, the designs you want to use, they're completely your choice. But before I teach you the formula that's going to allow you to deepen your self-love, we need to discuss commitment. There is no point knowing the tools for creating your goal unless you're actually committed to taking the actions necessary to bring that goal to life. The magic cannot happen until you let go of the exit strategy. You may know this exit strategy as the excuses or reasons you come up with to not pursue something to fruition. So in order to make this course work for you, you must commit to both yourself and commit to the processes. It's like your job. If you fail to show up, you fail to get paid. If you fail to do this work in this course, you fail to get the rewards. Ultimately, the only person you're cheating is yourself. When you commit, you must commit with every cell of your body right to the core of your being. This is about making a conscious decision to do whatever it takes, even if that means getting mentally and emotionally naked, in order to clear out the gunk that's been stopping you having what you'd like in your life. If you're struggling to feel that you can commit, then ask yourself this question. What will it cost me long term if I don't make this commitment now? If you do the same thing as you've always done, you'll get the same results as you've always got. So you've got the commitment contract on your handout. It reads, I commit to doing all it takes to nurture my relationship with me. I accept full responsibility for my own happiness, knowing that to create my goal, I must apply all my learnings. I realize that any uncomfortable feelings are part of the process and must be worked through in order to make positive changes in my life. I commit 100% to myself right now. I want you to read that out to yourself out loud so that you can actually feel it in your body. And then I want you to sign it. So I'll give you a moment to read it out now and then sign it. And don't worry, you're all on mute, so no one can hear you. So just reading that out now and then signing it. Now, once you find it, put it up somewhere that you can see it every day to remind you of the commitment you've made. I'm not going to mollycoddle you through this course. I'm here to be your tour guide to show you what's achievable and available to you if you do the work. You're the one who has to be open to the sights and experiences that you can have. Which leads me to talk about responsibility. Now, there are two places we can live our life from. We can live on the cause side of the equation or the effect side of the equation. And you'll see this on page 2 of your handout, so feel free to jot down some notes if you like. So if you're living on the cause side of the equation, you're on the side that creates everything that happens to you in your life or your results. If you're on the effect side, you're saying everything that happens to me was someone else's fault. What you'll find is the majority of the population, they live on the effect side of the equation. They're the people who say, I don't earn enough money because my boss won't give me a pay rise. Or I have bad genes and that's why I can't lose weight. That's not a very powerful place to live from, as you'll end up with a lot of excuses and reasons as to why you didn't get the results that you were after. If you move to the cause side of the equation, which is the point of this course, you're creating the results that you want and ultimately getting in control of your life so that you can achieve your goals and desires, so you can be true to yourself. Perhaps your dad walked out on you when you were young, and that's why you have all these issues. Maybe your mum ignored you for much of your childhood, and that's why you feel so alone. There's no denying that these people played a role in your current mental state, but blaming those people isn't going to make you feel any better. Blame only brings up pain and takes away any power we do have to create change. Living on the cause side of the equation is about taking complete and total responsibility for everything that happens in your life. If we apply this to the Remarkable Relationships course, you can get as much out of this course as you like or as little. Like if you fuel your car with a quarter of a tank of petrol, it's only going to get you so far. But if you put in a full tank, you're going to travel much further and probably get to a much nicer place. The onus really is on you to create the results that you want. I'll give you the formula, but you need to put in the effort because this is your life. So let's not waste any more time. Let's teach you the self-love formula, which when applied thoroughly, will help you heal your life. Now this formula, it's pretty simple. Unlike a recipe that can have a gazillion different ingredients, this one has five simple steps. And if you've worked with me before, you'll be familiar with them. So let's look at the self-love formula, the formula that will help you create change in your life. Step one, and this is on your handout. Firstly, you need to get your conscious mind focusing on what you do want as opposed to what you don't want. Have you ever noticed that if you only focus on negatives, you attract more negatives into your life? You get stuck in that negative spiral and start thinking about worst case scenarios. And before you know it, your world turns upside down. I'm sure you've had a taste of this at some stage. Maybe you get a parking fine. And then worrying about not having enough money to pay for the fine, you start focusing on scarcity. This scarcity thinking kicks off a domino effect, and the next day, feeling down about your circumstances, you use retail therapy to ease your woe. It gives you a quick little pick-me-up, but before long, the pain of your overspend triggers off the negative mind chatter. Suddenly, you're plunged into this self-beat-up about how you shouldn't have spent so much and how you have no money. You're broke. The next day, all your essentials like your car, your oven, your fridge, all start breaking down one by one. And before you know it, you have so many bills to pay, you fall down in a mountain of overwhelm, and you quite literally have no money left. What were you focusing on during this time? Scarcity, not having enough money. And look at what you created. Scarcity, not having enough money. So let's reverse that. If we focus on what we do want as opposed to what we don't want, imagine how differently our lives would play out. You may notice when you're in the market for a new car, you start seeing that particular make and model all over town. This happens with any goal. As soon as you focus on what you do want, you start to see the opportunities you were previously unconscious of. Everyone who is successful sees their success before they get it. Think of something that you've dreamed up and then achieved, maybe a career or a holiday, and apply the same formula to your new goal. The mind cannot tell the difference between what is imagined and what is real. That's why we scream and cry at movies. If you feed your mind with images and words that describe exactly where you wish to be, it will automatically attract people and experiences to help you get there and push you into behavior patterns that will lead you to where you want to go. So once we set your goal later on tonight, the key here is to stubbornly focus on that goal. And you'll see that as one of the home play tasks as well. So you've got your conscious mind sorted. Now step two is to get your subconscious mind sorted. It is our subconscious mind that is responsible for 90% of our thoughts, actions, and behaviors. It is also our subconscious mind that stores all of our limiting beliefs. These limiting beliefs, they are the hurdles you may or may not be consciously aware of. These hurdles essentially are one of the biggest reasons we don't achieve our goals. You would have learned a little about limiting beliefs if you've listened to any of my play shops before. And we'll be looking at limiting beliefs in a lot more detail in a couple of weeks, because once you start to identify them for yourself and learn how to get rid of them, you'll start to notice some really big changes happening really quickly. Step three of our self-love formula is taking action. While thought is the creative power that will begin the process of turning your situation around, you must not rely on thought alone. Taking action requires brainstorming a list of strategies and action steps you need to take in order to get you closer to your goal. Now, I do like to call this home play as opposed to home work, because it is meant to be fun. So each week, I'll help you set your home play. Ultimately, it's the actions that you take now that create the future that you desire. If you don't do the weekly shop, you won't have anything to eat. You need to take action in order to survive. It's the same if you're serious about achieving your goal. Step four, surrounding influences. Everyone is a product of their environment. We tend to mimic those around us. That's why it's so important to surround yourself with people who are achieving the results that you want. If, for example, you wanted to double your income, I'd get you spending time with people who are earning four times that much, because these people have a certain set of belief systems that make them feel worthy of earning that much money. So even if you just spend time with them on a social basis, maybe a weekly cuppa or a morning walk, their habits and beliefs, they're going to start to rub off on you. And we'll go into a lot more detail about changing your social circles and the importance of having mentors in session seven. In the meantime, it could be a good idea just to start thinking about who has the results you want and seeing how you can spend more time with those people. Now, a lot of people do tend to avoid this step. But what I found through my one-on-one sessions is that even if you're doing the other four steps and you're doing those four steps really, 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 really well, you still won't get your outcome and you're likely to fall back into old patterns. You need to change your environment in order to have long-lasting results. It's like the cement that locks into place all of the bricklaying. And step five is where we release attachment or we surrender. When you surrender, you remove attachment from the need to have the thing that you desire. You see, if you attach to something, you subconsciously push it away. Just think of any relationship that you've been in, where someone has been really needy, really clingy. Maybe it was a lover or a family member. Let me guess, you probably wanted to run, yeah? Well, it's the same for when we set our intention or goal. If we get desperate for it, we send out the desperate vibe. And just like in dating, the desperate person usually loses out. Now, this isn't about saying, I don't want this goal anymore. It's about saying, I've put in my order. All the wheels are in motion to create it. I've taken my action steps. Now I can trust that when the timing is right, it will arrive. Now, I know trusting can sometimes be difficult, especially when we've been taught not to trust if there's no tangible evidence. But the tangible evidence lies in our belief systems. Know that the goal will come if you do every step of this formula. Do not fall into the error of thinking supply is limited. It's not your job to guide or supervise the creative process. All you have to do is retain your vision or goal, stick to your purpose, and maintain faith and gratitude for all you already have. Know that there is no lack of opportunity. So this is very much about letting go of the attachment to the outcome while at the same time being open to receiving it. Week 8 will be spent teaching you how to do this, because the more you live in the energy of already having your goal, because on an energetic level you already do, the quicker that goal can manifest into your physical reality. So this really is about indulging in what it would feel like to have this goal. You need to get to the point where you stop wanting your goal and start actually living your goal. You might actually like to write that down. You want to stop wanting the goal and start living the goal. So stop wanting the goal and start living your goal. So that is the self-love formula, a formula that will help you deepen your love for yourself and thus achieve whatever it is that you desire in your life in any given area. If you apply this, you will get the results that you want. When you feel you're struggling with something, come back to this formula. Check to make sure you're doing all 5 steps. This is what will get you your desired result. So now you know the formula, let's get some clarity on what you want to achieve. So this is where we set a goal. Why do we have to set a goal? Because if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? Think of taking a road trip. You get in your car and you decide to go for a drive. Now, if you don't decide on a destination, where might you end up? Who knows? Who knows if you'll even leave the garage? It's the same with goals. You need to be clear about where you're going and if you're to even start the journey of getting there. And this requires having razor-sharp clarity. Now, I know some of you are probably worried about setting a goal for fear of not achieving it. So just consider this. You decide to drive from Melbourne to Sydney. That's your goal. But you get to the turn off for the coast and decide to take a detour. And what you find is you really, really like the coast. So you decide to stay there instead of continuing your journey north. Did you achieve your goal? No. Did you get a better result? Yeah. Would you have discovered this amazing coastal area had you have not set the goal in the first place? Probably not. You see, it's only once we get on the road that we can experience something different to what we've always known. As you'll learn more throughout the course, there is no such thing as failure. We either get the result that we want or we get a lesson. If we pay attention to that lesson, it will help us get the result that we desire. Now, we're going to set a 6-month goal around an area that isn't quite working out for you right now. This goal area is probably the reason for you deciding to do this course. If not, think about what area in life is causing you the most pain or frustration right now. It may be to do with your finances, not having enough, or your career. Perhaps you're not happy with your job. It isn't giving you the satisfaction you crave. Or maybe it's time to swap careers, but you don't know how. For others, you may like to work on relationships, repairing a relationship with a family member or friend, or finding true love. I know a lot of you are wanting to work on your relationship with you. And by that, I mean overcoming a poor self-esteem so you can have the confidence to follow your heart, to no longer care what others think of you, to know that you are good enough, to have that deep connection with yourself, the type that has you trusting yourself in all situations, that has you knowing from deep inside what you need to do every moment of every day. If it's a health issue you're wanting to work on, that's fine too. We can get to the bottom of what's creating that particular ailment, and we will focus specifically on healing body parts in week 9. That said, all of the steps we'll take up until that point will help clear the thoughts that are creating the physical symptoms. The important thing is you need to focus on just one goal. Once you finish this course, feel free to use this formula to achieve other goals, and I hope you will do that. But if you try setting too many goals at one time, especially when you're just learning the formula, you'll spread your energy too thin. So please take it slow and simply start with one goal. Now, in order for the goals to be effective, they need to fit a particular criteria. So let's go through that now. And this is also on your worksheet. Firstly, your goal needs to be inspiring. It needs to be a goal that really excites you and makes you want to take actions towards achieving it. It needs to be specific and measurable. So if you want to earn more, put an actual figure on it. If you want to remove a few kilos, how would you know you were there? Would you be wearing a certain dress size, for example? If it were a goal around developing relationship with self, what would you be doing differently in your life if you had a healthy relationship with you? Now, of course, the goal, it does need to be achievable in the 6-month time frame. So becoming a brain surgeon in 6 months without any prior knowledge or education in that area, it might be out of reach. I'm not saying it's impossible, though. And you do want something that is risky, something that pushes you right outside of your comfort zone. Otherwise, what's the point? You see, when we sit in our comfort zone, we get the same things we've always got. It's when you step out of your comfort zone that you create new results. That's where you grow. So to sum that up, I want you to set a goal that is scary and exciting at the same time, one that you're emotionally connected to and will do whatever it takes to achieve. So let's start brainstorming exactly what it is that you would like. And in doing so, simply consider these questions. What would I like to achieve? Pretty straightforward. And if you're having trouble, ask, if I could wave a magic wand and I could have anything at all, what would it be? How will I know when I've achieved this goal? What would inspire me to achieve this goal? What would this goal give me? And how would I feel having achieved this goal? There tends to be a few main reasons why most people fail to change their current circumstances. First, most people lack adequate clarity about the kind of partner, job, or emotional state they want or need in their life. They have an idea of what it is that they're after, or they focus on things they don't want and how they feel not having them. For example, when setting a weight goal, you need to focus on the body that you'd like and the feeling it would give you. Where people often sabotage themselves is they get so caught up in losing numbers on the scales, which, to be honest, isn't very inspiring. I know if I focus on slipping my favorite pair of jeans onto a slim body, I get much more excited than if I was to think about getting rid of the love handles. You see, thinking of no love handles, it still makes you think of love handles. It's like if I tell you not to think of a green elephant. What do you think of? A green elephant, right? Our subconscious mind, which we'll learn more about next week, it doesn't register negatives. That's why you don't want to paint a mental picture of what you don't want. Now is the time to forget what you don't want and focus on the end goal, how you'd like to look, the positives, and start acting as if you've already got it. The other thing people do to sabotage their goal is beating themselves up for having that extra serve of cheesecake. What you focus on is what you create. So focusing on where you supposedly went wrong will create more of the unhelpful behavior. And before you know it, you've eaten the entire cake. So I'm going to set a goal with one of you now, just to give you an example of how to do it. So if one of you would like to participate, just press star 2 to put up your hand. So just press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will set a goal with you. Beautiful. Who do I have there?
It's Karen Lee.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So what is the goal area that we're setting a goal around?
Getting 8 hours sleep to improve my health.
Beautiful. And what's the reason that you want to improve your health?
I have trouble waking up every morning, and I have a multitude of health problems from not getting enough sleep. My eyes don't work properly. Mm-hmm. I can't focus properly.
Yep.
So it's like I need glasses, but I don't actually. I just can't keep my eyes open during the day.
Yep.
My metabolism has slowed down. I've got foot problems. I've just got a whole raft of little niggly health problems from a prolonged period of insufficient sleep.
Yep. Okay, cool. So if all of these problems were...
It's huge.
Yep. Okay, cool. So if all of these problems were gone, what would life be like for you?
I think I'd wake up in the morning with more energy. I'd have more energy during the day. I could see properly. I'd be more inspired in life in general. I'd be more enthused, more creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I'd function better at work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you were creative and enthused and inspired, what would you physically be doing different?
I'd move with a bit more energy. I wouldn't be in this energy protection mode that I've developed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to manage energy to get through the day.
Yep. And so if you had this extra energy, so if you had this extra energy,
mm-hmm.
what specifically would it give you?
I think, it would help me clear the mess around my house that I can never get to because I'm too tired.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think I'd be more focused at work and maybe get more achieved there as well.
Yep, okay. So what would really inspire you? What's the big thing?
What's the what?
What's the big thing? What's the big thing that's going to really inspire you to make this change? What will it give you on a really personal level?
Greater happiness and look better. I would look better.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the bags under my eyes and
look
and feel better.
Yeah.
And be happier.
Yeah. And so what would you do in your spare time if you had all of this energy and you were looking really vibrant?
I'd probably see friends.
Yep.
Do some entertaining. I haven't done that for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. And what does entertaining friends mean to you?
That's just being more relaxed and having a good time and not working.
Yeah. Okay, if any other words come to mind, just throw them at me.
Having more fun.
Yeah.
Because I've become a bit of a workaholic as well, so...
Yeah.
I just need to break that cycle and get some balance back in life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else. I can't think of anything else. On the sexual side, I can't manage that either with my partner
mm-hmm.
because I'm too tired. Yep. So that might improve for him as well.
Yep.
There's a whole loss of libido thing that's happened.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Which goes hand in hand. Perfect.
Yep. Yeah, so I think it would improve a whole lot of aspects of my life if I can get the sleep under control.
Absolutely. Awesome. So let me know what you think of this goal and we can tinker, we can mm-hmm. play. So yep. today is December 16th, 2015. And I feel alive and happy now that I'm sleeping well and have a healthy mind and a healthy body. I see myself full of energy, looking vibrant as I entertain friends and have fun, which gives me the inspiration to live life to the fullest.
That's really good.
Yeah? Feel good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Does it get you excited?
Yeah, it does. It's way better than what I was coming up with. It is.
No, that's okay. Beautiful. Awesome. So I'll get you to write this down, and as I'm dictating this to Karen Lee, can everyone else just start playing with your goal? Start coming up with your goal. So for you, Karen, this your goal is, today is December 16th, 2015, and I feel alive and happy now that I'm sleeping well.
Yep.
And have a healthy mind and healthy body.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself full of energy,
yeah,
looking vibrant,
yeah,
as I entertain friends and have fun,
mm-hmm.
which gives me the inspiration to live life to the fullest.
Okay.
And can I get you to read that out loud for me?
Yep. I feel alive and happy now that I am sleeping well and have a healthy mind and body. I see myself full of energy, looking vibrant as I entertain friends and have fun, which gives me the inspiration to live life to the fullest.
How does it feel when you read it?
Yeah, good. I think it's the inspiration to live life to the fullest that's the most inspiring part.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to make sure that our goals are inspiring, because otherwise we're not going to really have the get up and go to want to actually do anything to make it happen. Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you so much for volunteering.
Thank you. Thanks for your help.
Beautiful. Pleasure. So that is how we set a goal. For everyone else, please keep in mind that you want to keep your goal succinct. 2 to 3 sentences is all you're looking for. It makes it much easier to focus on. You don't need to include every minute detail. And make sure that you're focusing on what you do want, as opposed to what you're trying to get away from. So include the pleasures, not the pains. Even if you say, I want to overcome depression, or I will no longer worry what others think of me in your goal, when you focus on your goal, you're focusing on depression or how other people think of you. You'd be better off saying something like, I feel at ease in social situations, or I have a healthy mental state. So now that you know how to set a goal, I'm just going to give you a few minutes to work on yours. And if you do get stuck, just press *2 and I can help you out. So I'll just give you a little while now. And really just make sure you come up with something that really inspires you. And like I said, if you do get stuck, just press *2. And as you are setting your goal, make sure it is both scary and exciting. If it's not scary enough, make it tougher. So if, for example, earning an extra $10,000 a year wasn't that far out of reach, set it for $20,000, an amount that would really surprise you if you could achieve it. The goal needs to be a little bit scary. So I'll give you a few more minutes to get that goal really nice, warm and fuzzy, nice and inspiring. And like I said, if you do need help, just press star 2. More than happy to help you out. Is certainly a first. Normally lots of people put up their hands for help, so you must be feeling really confident, which is great. Who do I have there?
Hi Tamara, it's Emily.
Hi, Emily. How can I help?
I just wanted to check my goal with you.
Yeah, go for it.
So I decided that I wanted to focus on my career.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, this is quite draft anyway. But
Yeah, totally.
I'm feeling happy and fulfilled now that I have a clear career direction and have gained a promotion in my current role, and there's so many scribbles on the page.
That's okay.
And I don't know how to. So, I gained a promotion in my current role, and working towards gaining a position in an international firm. I've developed my skills and feel valued in the workplace. I'm now feeling confident and feel that opportunities are endless. I don't know if I put too many separate career points in
there. No, I think it's really great. But how inspired are you by that goal?
I'm inspired.
Like, why do you
when I
want
think...
these promotions?
I currently feel maybe a little bit undervalued in my current role, and I guess I want to get a promotion because I've been working in the same role for a couple of years now, and I guess it would make me feel more valued.
Yeah.
I was thinking about what you were saying about conscious sport before. And I guess I think I've been focusing a lot on the negative at work and seeing that negative, just noticing negative things about not.
Yeah.
So I don't feel valued. So I've noticed those kind of situations. So.
So where are you not valuing yourself?
I don't know. What do you mean by that exactly?
Do you value yourself completely?
Probably not, I'd guess.
Yeah.
So I don't have that confidence, I guess.
Totally. So when a person feels undervalued, it's because essentially they're not valuing themselves. Because when you value yourself, others will value you as well, and that's when you're going to get the job promotion. So it's not about the job so much as it is about you working on creating that self-value. So when we get to week 4, when we start removing limiting beliefs, I just want you to make a note of this. The first belief I want you to get rid of is I don't value myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you valued yourself, how would you live life differently?
I guess I guess when I'm thinking about work, I guess I'd feel more confident and happy, I guess.
Are you really in the workplace that you want to be in?
Or is it yeah, I really like
the confidence? I
really like where I work. It's a really good job. And I'm doing quite well in it, but, you know, there's some aspects.
And if you could have any job at all, what would it be doing?
I guess it's working in what I do now, but I want to work more in the international area.
Yeah. So make that your goal.
I could do that.
Why do you feel that you have to take those steps?
Because I guess I don't know exactly what I want to do in the international space, and like I've kind of been offered an international opportunity today actually, and so I don't feel so I don't, and it might not happen for a few months, so I feel, and it might not happen at all. And I don't know if it's the exact opportunity that I want. And I know that I'll want a greater opportunity going forward. So I feel like I need to focus on my domestic career.
What I'm hearing is a lot of uncertainty and not sure what you want.
Yes, that's right.
You need to get clear on exactly what you want. So what I'm going to suggest to you is when someone wants to, you know, attract in a lover, I get them to write a perfect partner list. So what I want you to do is I want you to write a perfect job list, and I want you to write down all of the qualities that you want in this job. And so it might be flexible hours, it might be a certain pay amount, it may be working with a great team environment. Get really, really, really specific. Okay?
Okay.
And once you are really specific, then you can start to work out, okay, what job role is actually going to match my criteria? Because this isn't about you waiting for a job to come to you, as in like the job choosing you. This is about you choosing, what job do I want? And then that's what you're going to attract in. Because at the moment, because you're a bit scattered about what you want, you're sort of going to attract in a few jobs that you're a bit uncertain about because you haven't got clear.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. So, do that perfect job qualities list, and then you'll have a much better idea of what sort of job it is that you want, and then work that into your goal.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yes.
Awesome. Beautiful. And you can have whatever you like. Don't allow beliefs and things to keep you limited. So I really want you to think outside of the box. There are no limits, okay? There is the only limits you will experience are the limits that you put on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Em.
It's okay.
Beautiful. And that's a message for everyone as well. You have no limits on this goal. Really think big. I really want you all to focus on that. So you should have a bit of an idea of what your goal might look like. And if you haven't finished it, that's totally okay. This is part of your home play. And again, I'm going to ask, is it both scary and exciting? And if it fails to be either of those, you need to rejig it during the week. The real test, however, comes to checking your commitment. So as we discussed, committing is letting go of the exit strategy. So this is doing whatever it takes to achieve your goal. And in my one-on-one sessions, I will only work with people who are 100% committed, because otherwise it's a waste of their time, it's a waste of my time. So let's check your commitment level. How committed to this goal are you? If you can honestly say you're 100% committed, then we're good to go. And if you can't, then what needs to change in order for you to have that commitment level? Does it need to be more inspiring? If it's not inspiring, you're not going to do the work to make it happen, okay? It needs to be inspiring. Commitment is what creates change, and commitment requires you making a decision. you need to decide that this goal is what you're going to have no matter what. And no matter what the resistance, you'll keep moving forward. You'll close the door on distractors and you'll throw yourself completely into what you're doing. It all starts with a decision. Taking a half-hearted approach, it's not going to get you results because you're not fully in, you're not committed. So once you've got your goal and you're excited and you're committed to it, I want you to send it to me. So you've all got my email address and I'll need these goals by the end of the week. So you have until Friday midnight to get them to me. Please write that down, Friday midnight. So to sum up what we've done today, I've given you the self-love formula, the formula you'll use to heal your life and create all the changes that you're after. Become familiar with it, for this will form the basis for our time together. Next, we set a goal, and if you need to tweak or finish it, please use this week to do so, because we will be needing it to be completed in order for us to go through next week's exercises. Once you have your goal, start focusing on it. If you need to read it every day, do that. If you need to put it up somewhere where you see it every day, do that. Whatever you need to do to focus on your goal, do it. And as part of your home play this week, you'll see that on your play sheet, I want you to spend at least 5 minutes every day visualizing your goal. Simply use your imagination to see yourself achieving this goal. Use this time to feel your goal. Wrap yourself in your goal every day. Visualize it while taking a shower, feel it as you sit in traffic lights, see yourself there as you drift off to sleep each night. Where the mind goes, energy flows. So visualize your goal daily, and when you find yourself in a queue or waiting for someone, use that time to feel into your goal as well. Get really connected to it, the energy of it. Prosperity really is a mindset and how you see yourself and your life. We are like magnets. We attract to us what vibe we put out. What we believe, we receive. So once you decide on what your picture is, what your goal is, then the more you see it and feel it, the quicker it will be attracted to you based upon the actions that will flow from these images. What you can conceive of as a picture in your mind, you can create in the physical world, provided you do not let go of the picture. Aristotle said it this way, the soul never thinks without a picture. So for this week's home play, you're to lose yourself in the world of your imaginings and please dream your goal into reality. I also want you to start a love journal. Now this won't take much time, just a couple of minutes before bed each night. So this is a journal or notepad that you keep next to your bed, where you write down three things every night before you go to bed about what you love about you. And the reason for this love journal is to help reprogram any negative mind chatter into positive chatter. So this is where we start to apply step one of the self-love formula, changing our conscious thoughts. Like when you work out at the gym, the more weights you lift, the stronger the muscle gets. It's the same with our brain. The more often you repeat positive statements, the stronger they become and the more positive you become overall. If you're positive, you're going to be more positive about your goal. So this is about consciously being kind to yourself. A lot of us tend to do significant internal beat up, and it's this beat up that weakens our belief in ourselves. We need a strong self-belief in order to achieve and be happy. So the things you write in your journal might be things like, I love my eyes. I love the way I interacted with that person today. I love that I can afford to feed myself. Or I love my big toe. By writing three positives before bed, you are ending your day on a positive. Not only does this give you a good feeling, it will often help you sleep better too. Too often we spend our time focusing on the negatives of the day and we forget all the great things that happened. This is where we reverse the process and get you focusing on the positives. Because as you know, the more positive you think, the more positive your life will be. Your thoughts really do create your physical reality. You'll see on your sheet that you will need to listen to the first visualization track, Script Your Life, religiously every day until we speak next. This is non-negotiable. if you're serious about achieving your goal, you must make time. And I'm not asking for much. It only goes for 10 minutes to do this action step. This track is downloadable from the website and will help you visualize what it will feel like to achieve your goal. It will give you the motivation to take the actions required to turn that goal into a reality. If you're having trouble finding the time, I really want you to question, you know, how important is it that you achieve this goal? How committed you are to this goal? In order to get results in any area of your life, you need to put in the time and energy required. The visualizations, they work on loosening your subconscious thoughts, which is step two of the formula. These are the action steps I want you to prioritize this week. Make them part of your weekly regime. These steps in themselves will start to create the deep change that you're wanting if you commit to them. That said, if you're up for more of a challenge and you're confident that you can handle it, then please feel free to set some other action steps specifically related to your goal as well. This is not mandatory. This is totally up to you. I prefer that you nail the list I've given you and then add to it next week than going to overwhelm at having too much to do. Because when we go into overwhelm, we procrastinate and nothing gets done. Small, consistent steps create huge change. If you don't have a diary, please get one this week. Schedule in time every day to do something from your home playlist. Once you get in the habit of checking your diary, you'll realize how much easier it is to stay organized, and you won't forget to do particular tasks required to get you closer to your goal. Having a diary really is a must for organization, and unless you're organized, you won't reach your goal. You'll also see a list of books that are designed to help support your growth. So please order at least one of the books on the list this week. Most of the books will need to be ordered online. So simply choose one that is related to your goal area, because you're expected to read at least two books during this course. When you want to create change, you need to study the area you want to create change in. And researching and reading books, that's a vital part of this study. Now, if you do have any questions that you didn't feel comfortable asking about today, please email me and I can chat about that topic in next week's session, or I can get back to you personally. As you know, you've got email support as part of this course. So that is all for our first session, Naked Clarity. Next session, I'm going to teach you a technique to help you move above your negative mind chatter to free yourself of that gunky inner talk, so your belief in your goal grows. But before I go, I always like to end our sessions with a positive. So would anyone like to share their best bit of tonight's session, or an aha moment or some sort of realization? Just press star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to share a best bit. And for any newbies, I don't let everyone go until someone shares a best bit. It's like those three things that you write down that you love about yourself before bed. You have to finish everything on a positive. So who'd like to share a best bit? Just press star 2. And who do I have there?
It's Ruth.
Hi, what was your best bit?
I think just realizing more of what you feel about yourself is what you seem to get from the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big one. Yeah.
You kind of know about it all the time. You know that your vibe attracts your tribe and things like that, but I think you need to hear it more often and remember it.
Yeah, absolutely. And please, everyone, remind each other of this on the Facebook page. Get really busy on there. You know, this is a community for everyone to share, and the more that we support each other and remind each other of what we need to be focusing on, the quicker we're all going to get to our goals and the more happier we're going to be in ourselves. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ruth. That was awesome.
No worries. Thanks.
Any other best bits? Surely someone else wants to share a best bit as well. Just press star 2. Everyone's so quiet tonight. Is it because it's like, you know, first night nerves? Beautiful. Who do I have there?
Herman.
Herman, how'd you go? What was your best bit?
My best bit was the goal that I was inspired to write.
Yeah, beautiful. Do you want to read it out to us?
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling extremely energized now that my body, mind, and soul feel in optimal condition. I feel alive when taking any life adventure comes natural and easy. I'm totally in love with my life and really excited about traveling the world and all the new adventures that I'm about to have.
Beautiful. And you'll know when you've achieved that?
Yeah, well, when I'm feeling like that, that's what I... Yeah. In 6 months' time, yep. Apparently.
Yep. So my only question would be, is there something that you would be doing differently if you were feeling like that?
Probably will be traveling the world and just taking the most out of life.
Yep.
So that's kind
okay,
of
beautiful.
What I'm a bit... Like, that's what it makes sense. At the end, when I finished writing it, it was missing that that part.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome. Love it. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Okay. So I am so deeply touched by how life brings people together when the base of connection is growth. So it's such a beautiful thing to experience. So I honor all of you for showing up and being courageous enough to come here to grow and love yourself that little bit more. So please have an absolutely fabulous night, and I'm going to leave you with a quote to think about. And if you've put your desktop image on your computer already, you'll be familiar with this. Believe, for it is belief that breathes life into your dreams. So thank you, ladies and gents, and enjoy the rest of your night.